Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tomorrow, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
Big day tomorrow.
Yes.
One of the greatest days in sport.
I know that sound. The horses are at the track.
It is the first jewel in the Triple Crown tomorrow. It is the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
And we will actually be watching it together.
La na 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 in my old Kentucky home. Weren't we over a year ago, weren't you and I planning on perhaps a trip?
Because we're colonels.
Do we get in for free?
We do. Colonels. We get into the colonel's tent, yes.
Is that, you know, on the property, or is the colonel's tent like in a parking lot outside
Derby is? If you really want to go back exactly 1 year,
yes,
you are in no shape to do anything.
Why?
Because you blew off our CPR class 1 year ago today. That was Derby Day.
Yeah, but I mean, but it wasn't exactly a year ago, but I...
Yeah, I've looked into it.
Well, you also had a blown out knee.
Yes.
Yeah, but when I became a Kentucky colonel... I thought you had said that
that's one of the one of the perks.
You get to go to the Derby for free.
Yes, I remember that plan. Yes.
Is it true or not?
It is true. I just don't know all the details.
And those are words I never expected to hear you say when I became a Kentucky colonel.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected to hear that out of your mouth.
You technically, both Buzz and Oscar, you should refer to both Rob and I as Colonel Spiewak and Colonel O'Mara.
The respectful address. Jesus,
well, Colonel,
yes.
You did have the plan.
Yes.
I remember you talked about it.
Yeah, we'll never do it.
No, but you also talked about starting that running club as well.
We never talked about that.
You're going to have a fun Friday.
Yeah, here we go.
Just because I drunk dialed Oscar last night after the hockey game,
actually,
he's going to pick at me all day today.
We did plan to go to the Derby. We never planned a running club. We did plan on discussing who's the biggest stain in the room. And guess who it was?
It's right there.
That's right.
Here's the question I have for you, Rob.
Yes.
I think the Kentucky Derby, it's great when it's Friday before the Derby and we're on the show talking about it.
Love it.
But I'm not really sure that I would have any tremendous desire to attend the Derby.
Oh, I don't know.
I disagree.
I think it's definitely on my bucket list. I will go before I die.
I've had friends that have gone.
And it's great.
And they're not horse racing fans. They're aficionados.
Is it amazing?
It's a party.
It's a big
party, and you love parties, and Rob loves parties.
Yeah, you know what?
You would like the party.
I've gone to the Gold Cup.
Yeah, but we've also the Gold Cup, this is so much bigger than that. We've both been to the Preakness, haven't we?
No, I
the
have
infield?
Not.
I have.
I have never.
Wow, you know what?
Too many times.
I watched so much vomiting that I left before the race. It was upsetting the infield at the Preakness.
I saw my first pierced nipple at the Preakness.
I had a party.
Are you still friends with him?
When I lived in the Willow Lake Apartments, my one-bedroom apartment in Laurel, Maryland.
That's a beautiful place.
I was doing the morning drive radio show at WYRE, 81 WYRE in Annapolis, Maryland.
The heyday.
And that was the good times.
Yeah,
really.
The good times. And I lived in a one-bedroom apartment.
You had great proximity to Laurel Downs, didn't you? Or whatever they call the Laurel Raceway?
Laurel Raceway. Not that close. But it was Laurel. And Free State, which was the Trotters.
I hate Trotters.
That's what I remember.
Also. I hate Trotters.
I've had that.
I know that on May, I think it was something like May 5th, yes. I had a party at my apartment, the first party I'd ever had.
Uh-huh.
And Chuck Dickman,
yes,
who was my boss.
Who doesn't want to go to a party in a one-room apartment?
Well, you know what?
I've done it. I still do.
Different times.
True.
Different times, everybody.
I still live in a one-bedroom apartment.
You do.
Yeah.
But it's in D.C.
Ain't Laurel.
Right.
Not like that means anything. It could be anywhere in D.C. No, let me get back to what I was saying.
Please.
Yes.
So I have my first party. I have a social event at my apartment, and I remember being a little pissed off because a large contingent led by Mr. Chuck Dickman,
yes,
who was coming from the Preakness.
Oh, okay.
And I remember
they had to be sloppy.
And they came in, and I know a couple of them had jester hats on.
Oh, sure. Of course.
And it's like when you're having a party, you know, worse than somebody getting sloppy while they're at your party is somebody that just shows up sloppy at your party. I don't care.
Yeah. You know what? I don't care for that either, which is why I've never done it. Ever.
Well, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that pregame.
Yes.
You know, and get ready before.
Well, they probably said, O'Mara's only got one bedroom. He's probably going to have bad beer.
The Willow Lake Apartments are also, when I was doing the morning show, and it was the dead of winter, and on a couple of mornings when I would go out to my car at about 4:30 in the morning, I noticed that there was a conclave of fellow residents that would be gathering out there, and... It was a very interesting collection of rather interesting looking people.
Was it the? Did you call them the Prior to Sunrise Club?
It seemed like they maybe had been up from the night before.
Sure,
just getting
sure.
in.
They weren't headed to do work.
And it would appear there were some sort of transactions going on.
Oh, the exchange of money for services.
Yes. So
it's the e-commerce.
There was a period of time when I lived at the Willow Lake Apartments where this occurred.
Say it again. God, it's going to be. They're going to put a plaque up. You keep saying Willow Lake Apartments.
The Willow Lake Apartments.
Are they still there?
I have no effing idea.
Field trip.
right.
I want to go and take a scraping.
So this would happen during a period of time during the winter. About 3 weeks running, it would be 2 or 3 days a week. I would see this little conclave.
Interesting.
So being the supporter of law enforcement that I am, I decided it would be just a ducky idea if I jotted down a license plate and gave it to a couple of my cop buddies.
Oh, boy.
I knew a state trooper, a Maryland state trooper that used to come by the radio station, and I knew an Annapolis City cop, and I asked them about it, and they said, get a plate. So I would always...
They weren't telling you to eat.
I would always back out of my parking. What?
Old Stagecoach Road?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
I found
it.
Still
that's
there.
It. They're
wow.
still there?
Yeah.
They've got apartments for lease.
That's it. You know, no big deal to go back. But anyway, so he said, get a plate.
Disagree.
And so one morning I would back out of my parking space.
Uh-huh. Right.
And this morning I decided I'm going to be real sly.
Were you wearing your
satin? Have I ever told this story before?
Never.
Were you wearing your WYRE satin jacket?
I could have been. Might have been Bay Country 103.
Same thing.
The FM affiliate over the bridge.
Yes.
2.5 stars out of 5. Getting the apartment rating.
Humble beginnings, baby.
Hey, we're all 2 paychecks away from moving back.
Humble beginnings. Yeah. 2 paychecks? Okay, so I put my my elbow up on the seat, and I'm doing the backup.
Are you driving the Fiesta at this point?
I might have been in the Fiesta. it was either the Fiesta or the Toyota Starlet.
Oh, it's another great automobile.
That was brand new.
Yeah.
Just one quick line.
The first new car I ever bought was a Toyota Starlet.
Is it
Starlet.
Really? Wow.
Just one quick line from the comments.
Okay, about Willow Lake?
Yes.
Okay.
I have only lived here for 3 weeks and I hate it.
Well, they don't know Mike O'Mara used to live there.
So, out of the screenplay of The Hangover or any of those other movies, I put my elbow up and I begin to back up slowly.
Of course, because you're cool and stealthy.
Fully with the intention that I'm going to memorize the license plate.
All right.
So it appears to be a rather late model Cadillac.
Of course.
And I look down, and as I go to look at the license plate, I S you not, the license plate has been covered over with mud.
Yeah.
Oh, it happens.
Like as though it had been painted
on. Well, you see, Mike, a lot of times when you get a car, a high-end car like a Cadillac, your first thing you do is you take it off-roading. Was it a four-wheel drive Cadillac?
But that's not the best part. No. As I look down at the license plate, covered with mud,
yes.
At that point I'm like,
that's
and my
odd.
Eyes slowly went up, and standing next to the car, looking me directly in the eye, watching me look at the license plate, was a guy that resembled something out of French Connection.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
He had the big collared shirt.
Tough guy.
I swear to God. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating.
And you said, hey, how would you like a t-shirt?
I was like, I think the sound that came out of my mouth at that point might have been something like, I was out of there. And I think the next day I purposefully, you know how it is doing morning drive,
right.
I purposefully didn't come out of the house until 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was afraid.
Of course, you didn't want to do that.
Another moment at the Willow Lake Apartments because my bedroom window, I had a window, little square window, and it was-
Bars on it?
It was, no, I was second floor.
Not then.
And it emptied right onto the street, and at about 2 o'clock in the morning, it was a Saturday, middle of the summer, and I hear, F you! F you! And then you hear, F you! The woman going, F you! And you look out the window, and there's a guy with his shirt off. And they're literally saying that to each other across the street.
Right.
Just yelling it at each
and
other?
And that's when I said, we're not going to do the other thing. We're
are we
when,
done?
That's when I said, this is a beautiful place to live.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You cannot say filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth in front of people.
And I said, I never said no filth, flarn, filth, and I don't know what you're talking about. I'm offended that you call. F*** you. And that's when Bill got pissed. And that's what I'm talking about. You cannot say in front of people. And I got mad. Because he thought that was my whole act. Like I just walked out on stage and cursed and left. And I managed to stick in some jokes between the curses. You couldn't give no curse show or walk out and say, hey, Felt Forum, motherfucker, dick, just not, and good night. Good night, suck my dick, bye-bye. I was pissed off. I was so mad, I called Richard Pryor's house up and said, yo, Richard, Bill Cosby just called me up and told me I was too dirty. And Richard said, the next time I call, tell him I said, suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. Whatever the fuck make the people laugh, say that shit. I said, do the people laugh when you say what you say? I said, yes. He said, do you get paid? I said, yes. He said, well, tell Bill. I said, have a Coke and a smile and shut the f*** up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Guy sounds strangely like one of the guys that was outside the Willow Lake Apartments that
You know what? We don't plan it, but sometimes it just happens.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiverplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 17.75 million times.
That's right.
That's
and we
great.
Are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in the mighty 1630 AM, 1630 KC, JJ in Iowa. Our show today is brought to you by VistaPrint.com/TMOS mm-hmm. and Mark Levy from the Catholic League writes...
No, he's probably not Catholic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I put that in there. Mark Levy writes...
Yes.
Just got my first VistaPrint phone case. It came out great. We're going to order more, and some peeps at work here were already checking out the site this AM after seeing mine. Winner, guys. Well, it's not our winner. It's VistaPrint's winner, and that means it's your winner.
Everybody wins.
Everybody is a winner that goes to VistaPrint. We love the personalized iPhone cases. Easy to design your own iPhone case for every part of your life. You can do one for your company, one for your team, one for your family, one for your wife, one for your girlfriend. Just a personal message, and they start at $9.99.
You can do it literally. Quite literally, in 2 minutes. If I started designing an iPhone case at the beginning of the Kentucky Derby, I could be done before they cross the finish line.
There are a lot of things I know about Rob Spiewak. One thing I know about Rob Spiewak, he's cheap.
Yes!
And Rob wouldn't do a bunch of them, and you've done two?
Three. I've done three.
He's done three.
Three.
He wouldn't do three unless he got them for a great deal. They
exactly.
start at just $9.99, a good investment for you and your business. Prospective clients will notice.
Yes. That's right.
VistaPrint is a small business's best friend, offering quality and affordability. For marketing and printing, we use them. All iPhone cases are 50% off Ooh. For TMOS listeners. And if your order tops $30...
Yes.
The shipping is free.
It's great.
Satisfaction right. guarantee. Go to VistaPrint.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
And you know what? It protects your iPhone in the case that you drop it.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Jesus.
Right. You don't want to drop it.
So Oscar has been really enjoying himself during the commercial break.
Yes.
Going to the website. Which
you really brought him great joy.
When I lived at the
Willow Lake apartment.
Who
at
hasn't
the Willow
lived
Lake,
in the dump?
There was no internet.
Right.
When
well,
I lived,
well, of course.
When I lived, the first days
well,
that
your
I,
phone number there was three cranks.
When you know what? When I lived at the Willow Lake apartments, there probably wasn't VHS for the home.
Oh, right.
Wow. So the year like
Betamax,
early 80s?
No computers, no
early
iPhones.
80s.
What is that the worst place
Late
you ever
70s,
lived?
Huh?
The worst place you ever lived?
No, I lived in a couple of group houses.
Okay.
Big collars would be late 70s, early 80s, right?
But I'm
guessing that the guy wearing 70s. The big collar probably didn't get like the latest issue of Vogue.
Probably.
So you can't base it on his clothes.
I lived at the Willow Lake Apartments until I moved to the Eastern Shore of Maryland and bought my very first house.
And that was Queen Anne's? Is that the Queen Anne
that
Road
was
house?
Stevensville, Maryland.
Okay, because I drove you there once, I think.
No.
Was that another house?
Because I moved to...
The windmill and the Red Hot and Blue?
No, that was the
That's
second
later.
House.
Oh, I like that
was
house.
The
That's
house.
The house I went to.
The first house that I bought was in Stevensville, Maryland. Are you ready? Would you like to hear the price of the first house that I bought?
Yes, please.
$54,000.
Oh, my
nice.
God.
And my hand was shaking when I put the down payment.
Because was that about the amount of money or yes. because of the night before?
No, it was I didn't have that in those days.
Did
no,
you ever sir. Live in a
Look
place?
Look at me today. Look at that.
Look at that. I've been to
Look Stevensville. Look at that. That's a big night. Huh? Yeah. What?
It's a beautiful area. I've been there.
Yeah, but
so far away.
But the problem is I went to see my buddy, one of the brothers, Contrumpus,
yes.
for the Greek Easter right. a couple of years ago, and he still lives down in that area. Uh-huh. And I didn't, I used to, I lived expensive. There for years. No, they've built so many houses, I didn't know where it was. I literally didn't remember where I was. There are so many houses, that, and it used to be open fields, and you'd be able to know, no, that wasn't the reason.
I had a friend.
Not because I'd been drinking.
I had a friend whose family had like a nice lake house there, or it'd be a Chesapeake house.
Right. On the bay.
Yeah, on the bay.
Well,
bay
I was far away from the bay. Okay. But it was still.
Chesapeake house.
But it was great. Good times. Good times had by
did
all.
Did you ever live in a neighborhood where gunshots were an issue? I
not
did.
Really. No.
I did
really?
In Richmond.
Did
yeah.
Really?
I was just outside the fan.
Wow.
I had a neighbor.
The fan, the radio station?
No. The fan was the, it's an area just off of the campus of VCU that is shaped like a fan. So it's called the fan neighborhood. Wow. A lot of it is.
What if your address was like 96? You could say, I'm on 96, the fan.
The fan.
The yeah. fan.
But it it's sort
Oriental
of been.
Oriental fan?
No. And that would be Asian, I believe. The
sorry.
You are
Listen,
so insensitive.
Look at you.
I know. Look at that.
Follow his example.
And I just went to Asia, for God's sakes.
The fan's where we all used to work.
Yeah, right. But we never worked there when it was the fan.
But it became the fan.
And then they gave us the way. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was. It's now revamped. It's a historic neighborhood, like late 1800s.
Right.
But when I was there, there was so many gunshots at night that I had one neighbor that I actually spoke to,
mm-hmm.
and the neighbor said, "You know what's best?" I said, "Well, I said at night, pull your shades and don't turn on a lot of lights." Because
wow.
they don't want to see you silhouetted against the But on the bright right. side, the
it's not going
to
help a bullet from going through the wall.
Yeah, but they yeah. don't know where to aim then. The, right. the rent was very cheap.
Very
just quickly back to the Willow Lake Apartments.
Back to the Willow Lake Apartments.
That's why he
in
is like,
scenic, beautiful,
well,
Laurel,
like
Maryland.
A pit bull.
I have read reviews because I've rented most of my life. I just bought my first place ever. So I love these reviews because you okay. really get an insight into what the neighborhood's
and
like.
And what I was going to say when I was saying we didn't even have VHS, we certainly didn't have the intranets.
Right.
And we didn't have an ability like you do now to get a review of everything. Thing.
Yes.
Right.
So I might have been able. It was based on me just driving sure. into different parking sure. lots and go, hey, that looks cheap and good.
Checking the price. Yeah.
That's it.
I agree with you.
Right.
So it says, I've lived here for 2 years, and overall, I'd say the maintenance has been very responsive.
Huh.
And the experience has been great, except for the two attempted murders.
And only attempted.
That's
there you
right.
go.
He goes, not me, just some neighbors of mine.
Just some neighbors.
Do you know when you referenced when you lived in a condo,
right?
And you used to talk about going out to the pool?
Yes.
Oh, that we were neighbors.
Apartment, really.
We were neighbors then.
You were overlooking a pool?
No.
Oh, okay. I was overlooking the pool.
Hey, that's a nice place to
how
be.
How was the eye candy?
It was terrific because there was a young lady, and I think when I think back on it, she probably was some sort of professional. And she used
professional
to,
what? Like a
dancer or
okay,
a hooker
I'm
or
okay.
or some professional slut of
okay,
some kind.
I'm with you.
God bless
she
them.
Used to she used to tan out on the pool deck and it was direct line of sight to me. And she would have her bikini top off with just a towel across her boobs.
Oh, I love that.
And then she had this single strip of like lime green fabric mm-hmm. that covered her private place.
Wow. Tightly to her.
And I would I, literally tie. like a total perv. Yeah. I would stand at the window like on the other side of the curtain like for maybe 10 minutes just going.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Seems Mike, it seems like you had no need for a VHS player.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But hey, I didn't need a VHS player when I got Super TV.
Oh, Channel 54.
I got Super TV.
And you know, remember
what's Super TV?
Tell them what Super TV
Super
is.
Super TV was like a
it's
predecessor to HBO, and you got a special decoding antenna.
Yes.
It was over the air. It was UHF, and the picture was scrambled and twisted on your screen, and it would only become unscrambled if you got the box that...
Oh,
that,
the Super TV box.
Yeah, and yeah, now right. you... And what I always remember
porn.
The ad. I remember yes. the ad. Yeah,
but I couldn't afford the porn. Mm-hmm. So I would watch the way I would enjoy it. I would try to see
the scrambled
the porn through the
scrambled.
Who
hasn't looked at scrambled porn before?
I think yeah, right. I saw yeah. a nipple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do remember...
And you'd hear it. You could hear it because it'd be like... Right. And I'd be looking, and it's like, oh, come on, is that, yeah.
Boom! I do remember the ad. It was
exactly right.
It was
I did it too.
All the new Hollywood films before they are on television.
Right.
And late night adult films.
That's right.
Which is
late night adult films.
And I said, I remember that's what it was. And it was super expensive.
Was it? How much do you remember at all?
I know that it was completely reasonable for the regular TV.
Right.
And then it was impossibly expensive for the adult films to be included.
Right.
And I remember like going, oh man, that's like $14 a month. I can't do that.
Right. I do remember, I think it was Channel 54 locally was the UHF that carried Super TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I squinted at the scrambled porn myself.
I remember that I moved from the Willow Lake Apartments to Stevensville, Maryland.
Right.
And
was there a going away party?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
No, but I did have, I did go to a shooting range with my next door neighbors.
How nice.
They were young guys, a couple of young guys who
I
hit
it off. Is that
what
you called the parking lot?
They were younger than I was, and at that time. I wasn't all that old when I lived in the Willow Lake Apartments. And we went to a shooting range, and I remember they gave me a .38 to shoot in the range. And I took the .38, and as I'm lifting up the .38, I wanted to do what they did in the old Wild West, where you would take the .38 and you go, and point at the target.
Right.
So they hand me the .38. I load it, then I do the thing where I point it to the sky, and then I'm going to focus down on the target.
Right.
So I point it to the sky, and a round goes directly into the ceiling.
Dangerous. You moron.
Scared the crap out of me.
Well, out of you.
That's a little anecdote for our friends down in Houston at the at the NRA Stand Up and Fight Convention.
Is that 9 acres that gun show is?
9 acres of gun show.
Yeah, that's great. Have fun, boys.
Would you like to lay odds as to whether you think anything's going to happen at that convention this week? You talk about a 9-acre gun show.
Yeah, I would like to predict.
I think something might happen.
I'd like to predict what's not going to happen. There will not be a single gay marriage.
I don't think it's
I don't know.
It's weird. So just back to the history of where I lived, because this is good for me. It helps me remember.
Yeah. I appreciate what you have now.
Yeah. Anyway. Right.
Look, here it is 30 years later and no swimming pool.
Yeah. It's kind of like life is a cycle.
Yeah.
Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? Hey. Okay. Anyway.
There's only one way to go.
That's true. Well, you can come back again, too. It can go in a circle again if you live long enough.
Yes, it can.
So,
no need to worry about that.
$54,000. And I was at, people have had these kind of neighbors before. Mm-hmm. I've talked about this on the air. I had the kind of neighbor where anything that I chose to do outside, my neighbor would come out. I had two of them in my lifetime. I had one in Stevensville and one in Annapolis. This guy would come out and go, "Yeah, you know, that mulch isn't going to work on that flower bed."
Oh, I hate that.
And I had one of those guys, and he was just like that.
Would he offer improvement or any sort of help? He'd just say that what you were doing was stupid.
No, he was every hour that he was home, he was in his yard. He did everything. He was a contractor of some kind, and he was just doing stuff all the time, and he was just a dick.
Right.
And I hated him for it. On the other side, I have my neighbors on the other side who I completely became estranged from when the young lady came up to me over the fence line one day, and she said, "Did you hear?" She said, come here. And I was going out to work. And she said, "Did you hear?" I said, "Did I hear what?" And she said, "There's..." And she used N-words moving in.
Oh.
Wow.
And I looked at her. It actually started to make me almost shake. I was both shocked. I was pissed.
Offended.
And
angry.
I was
you
nervous.
You didn't want them to move in?
I was nervous.
No,
at the
that
same
had very little to do with it, Austin.
And I looked at her. I'll never forget this. I looked at her. I said, I'm offended by that term, and I'm offended by this whole conversation.
Right.
And I got back into my car, drove to work. Never spoke to her again. Never spoke to her again. She came out. I mean, this is 1980 whatever.
Wow.
And it's like, and she's walking up to me and says this matter-of-factly.
Yeah.
Like everybody that she would say that to that happened to be white would say, "Hey, no problem. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, we better call the Anti-N Society to get that together and stuff." Right. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
A new survey out today says more than half of Americans don't trust their neighbors, and only about a quarter of us even know who our neighbors are.
And that's where finally... And,
you're blessed in that respect.
Yeah, you talk about landing somewhere where I love it. And my neighbors, Richard and Nancy, are the greatest neighbors that you'll ever have.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a while. I've lived in a bunch of different places.
Sure, it does.
And, you're not always going to get that. And I am very, very blessed to have. You're lucky
wonderful.
To have one good one. And I've got one great one. And I'm the people on the other side I get along with.
Not a fan of my neighbors.
Really?
I still have one good neighbor, and that's Jabril.
But you're a townhouse man. So you actually.
Townhouse man.
So you.
I'd love to be townhouse man.
Townhouse man. So, you, well,
Someday. You
know, we've talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
I know how you can make that happen. You know,
a piece of me would die, though.
No, you move out to Leesburg and everything
Manassas?
Is so much cheaper.
No, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff we don't talk about. Yeah. Anyway. You are next to your neighbors. Can you hear your neighbors through the townhouse walls?
You know what? We have lived in, my mom and I, when we grew up in Vienna, which I hated, had a townhouse where we could hear everything on both sides.
Right.
These houses are amazingly well insulated far as sound.
Yeah.
The neighbor, as you stand on my front porch to the left, I see about once every month. My kids are convinced he's a spy.
Right.
The reason I don't trust him is when his garage is open, his garage is empty. There's nothing in
There's
it.
Something wrong there.
I don't care for that. Yeah. And you don't see him very often.
Some kind of a front.
And I still don't. And I think he changes his name. Because I'm never quite sure what it is, and when he reminds me of it, it always seems to be something different.
Nice weather we're having.
Yeah, I said, didn't he used to be Bob? No, now he's George. Yeah. And then on the other side, there's the broken home family to my right, where the father had to move out.
Broken home family.
And the father comes and goes a lot. And then
father had to move out because the father had behaved badly, or what?
No, I think the wife was the problem. Mm. But they have like a whole. Like, he has a good relationship with his daughters, but they do things like he'll come into the house. Carrie has. You talk to them both, and she says, oh, he's around a lot. We just don't speak.
I said, really?
Like in front of the kids? Said, yeah, we never speak. And so that's weird. And then, of course, my least favorite neighbor, Pam, across the street is the one that likes to talk to us through the screen, opens the window and yells out. And I know I've told this before, but she one time called Carrie on the phone and said, is there a number I can call where Rob won't answer? I don't like talking to him.
People are weird.
Yeah.
So you don't have any good neighbors?
No, I just got Jabril.
And you like Jabril's mom, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she ever around?
No, I haven't seen her a long time because now there's Neil.
How's she holding up?
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, but that's Neil's
game
now.
But she has a Neil now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it went
Neil,
from...
as Jabril calls it, that's mom's roommate.
So let me wrap this up. So it goes Willow Lake Apartments.
You ever see Neil naked, Jabril?
Stevensville, Maryland. I buy my first really big house in Annapolis, Maryland.
Uh-huh. Right. That's the one by the windmill.
Yes.
I loved that house.
Annapolis, Maryland... divorce. And so I keep that house. I keep the house in the settlement.
Right.
And then, thank you. Thank you.
I saw it just after that.
Big top of the cycle.
Lost the dogs, but kept
then,
the house.
Then I am getting tired of Annapolis to Arlington every day.
Of course.
And then
I like how you're talking in the present tense.
And then Annapolis to Fairfax is also problematic. And and I decide that I'm going to move out to Haymarket.
Right.
And I move out to Haymarket, and I'm looking for a rental. And at this point, I rent a small house, and then I decide to build in that neighborhood in Haymarket.
Right. I remember.
I build my house in Haymarket.
Maryland to Virginia.
Divorce. Oh. And
did you hold on to that house?
Nope.
Oh.
No,
I moved out.
That's all right. You quickly. Were never that fond of it anyway.
That house stunk anyway.
That was a great house.
Oh, it was a great house.
Circle drive. That,
remember that house?
Oh, you had a circular driveway?
Oh, it was a nice house.
Oh, man, what happened?
Well, also know that...
Divorce.
But wasn't it...
Divorce.
A great confluence of things. You were making really good money, and land at that point in Haymarket was a steal. So
yeah,
you
but
could
I would
really
tell,
build.
But I would tell people I always bought places in the outlying areas because it was cheaper.
Right.
And if I had to do it, I would buy the smaller house in the better areas.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all what right. my sister did, and she didn't have as many problems as I did.
She should send us a photo of her house.
Unloading it. That's the way it goes.
Unloading it.
So and then I rented the house because I was moving out.
Right.
Which is sad time in my life.
Yeah.
And that's when we were going to New York all the time.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So I would be sad going to New York, sad coming back on the train.
And when you were in New York, you chose not to build. You rented there.
I rented there.
You did not build in the city.
And I rented a place. I rented a place in Broad Run, Virginia. The A-frame house.
That's right.
And then from the A-frame house.
I was never invited to that one.
No. You were never invited to that one?
No, because I think.
I had huge parties at that one.
I don't think we were all that socializing then.
You never went.
Really?
No, I don't think. Invited.
I was never invited.
I don't think I saw that one either.
All those parties.
That's when I was hanging out with all the Manassas people.
That's right.
At that point. And so I had that place, and then I moved out of that place, and I was renting that for a couple of years, and then I bought this old place because it was within staggering distance of my bar.
That's right. Now, did you buy this before you bought the bar?
No.
Or bought the bar and then bought
did.
This.
Yeah.
Did I buy it before the... No, there's no way that I would have purchased it before I bought the bar. Huh. And then and now I'm here and...
And never been happier.
Historic home.
Yeah, and hopefully everything will go well. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
Probably will.
You know,
it's only one way to go. It's right up.
You keep saying that.
Well, I'm very optimistic.
Well, after he just told me we had a circular driveway, and now we're here.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Oscar.
In this historic home.
Knew you came in that mood today, you son of a bitch. We'll take a break. And speaking of marital bliss,
yes.
There is a bit of a problem in the O'Mara household. There is a dilemma between Mrs. O'Mara and me.
A controversy.
And I will tell you all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Can I make a mention about this song? I'm playing it for a reason. I don't often play requests. I know
West Side Story.
I know it's Buddy.
Right. Yeah.
But tomorrow is Maynard Ferguson's birthday.
Okay.
Ah. And they always like me to play some Maynard. So right. This is Maynard on trumpet, but Buddy on drums.
And
so,
Maynard's biggest hit would be the Star Wars
Trek.
Star Trek?
Yeah, because that's got the high trumpet in it. But we're going to play... We're going to play another, we'll play more Maynard at the top of the hour. But this Excellent. Is for Christy. Thanks for the heads up, Christy.
Governor Christy?
No, Christy. I think her name is Christy Benton.
All right. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Weight Not. Yes. Healthy weight loss just got more affordable. Now there's a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. Weight Not plans start as low as $5 a day. That is worth it for the amazing results you're going to get.
It could have saved Maynard, Mike.
It could have. Absolutely. You can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. With Weight Not, you'll eat the real natural foods you can find in any grocery store. No packaged meals, nothing artificial, and they help you through the whole process.
Easy.
They will hold your hand. It's fantastic. It's the safe way to lose weight, and you can keep it off as well. Weight Not has helped thousands. You can read all about the success stories, and not only are they success stories,
so
but they'll tell you how they do the program.
Right.
Because there are many ways you can do this program,
yeah.
And a lot of people modify it to their own lifestyles, and it's fascinating to read. To find out more, visit WeightNot.com. Wait Not, show us what you are made of, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show, whoa. And what the hell was I going to talk about when I was coming back?
Your marital strife.
Marital bliss.
The latest one.
So,
are you well?
Are you all right, Oscar?
Sorry.
You know, there's a mute button over here. You probably could have even reached
He's allergic to homes without circular drives.
Are we okay with the video stream, gentlemen?
Yes.
The cameras are on?
We're good to go.
Good. How you doing?
Joined in progress.
Hi, I'm Mike. I hope you're enjoying the high-definition cameras we have.
I hate it because we are in perfect sight line between you and me as your camera, so when you play to the camera, it looks like you're making creepy eyes at me. So
hi there.
Quit
Rob.
It.
He is.
I don't like
Welcome
it.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Speaking of television, tomorrow, Rob and Oscar and myself, we're all going to be out at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for the regulars. Did you guys get the call sheet?
Yes.
Did.
World's smallest font.
I wasn't able to upload mine. What time do I have to be there?
You have to be there no later than 3. You'll be there.
No later than 3?
No later than 3.
Okay, I'm going to have to get there early because the game's at 12:30.
The Capitals game.
Capitals. Let's go, Caps. Big victory over the Rangers last night.
And you know that Jimmy will be rooting right alongside you.
You may want to mention that.
Okay. I will get to what I was going to talk about.
The marital
strife in just one second. I promise you I will.
He will.
But just a note about the Caps. I'm watching the Caps game last night and truly enjoying myself. Great victory from your Washington Capitals. However, Jimmy Cerrito, you leave me the F alone when there's a hockey game.
Easy.
I know you don't want them to win. I know that is your secret. I'm not going to believe you if you tell me you want them to win. You're going to say, well, it's good business for my bar. No, it's not. No, you're a liar. You want the Buffalo Sabres to win. That's who you want. That's who you root for. You are not a Capitals fan. Just like you are not a Redskins fan. You are a Buffalo Bills fan.
Right.
You're Buffalo, 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 and you are texting me, and last night, before the game was over, he texted me .. Now, everybody knows I say Zang when the Capitals win their game. And when
ominous.
You text me .. you are messing and sending me stinky Buffalo juju, and I don't want that to happen. Thank you.
So a message, Jimmy.
I think he'll probably adhere to that.
Let me see what he
said. I saw that Zang on
Facebook
page.
I hope he hears that message.
He went out of his mind last night. He went out of his mind, and it really pissed me off. I was sitting there, and I go, so.
And yet they won.
Yeah, they won, but but still.
Anything's possible.
It took away my joy.
I understand.
Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
So let me see.
It made you afraid.
So you're going to get the Jimmy's at 12:30?
But I'm going to be drinking iced teas. I'm not going to be partying because it's serious.
Long Island iced teas.
So 9:04 p.m. I think it's right after Alex Ovechkin scores a goal. And Jason Chimera scores a goal. And he writes, your boy. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. Thank you. That's a little positive. I write back, oh, yeah. Like, okay. Uh-huh. And then
that's not the tone. It was like, oh, yeah. Because you know that you really wanted that to be the end of it.
Just stop.
Didn't you want that to be a dismissive
show? Don't jinx this.
Before the game is over, he starts texting me. At 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, he texts me, Z, ..
That's ominous.
A, .. First of all, that's my thing to do.
Your
right. That is my. And if you're doing it too early, you are sending me bad Buffalo juju.
Well, he's jinxing you.
Yeah, exactly.
He is totally. And then just another text that just has ...
Oh.
And he's killing me. In the NHL, you can have a 2-goal lead, and they score the second goal, they pull the goalie, and suddenly you wake up with a tie, you go to overtime, and you lose the game. It's a very nervous time.
It's happened a
lot. He's going, he would never do that. If I did that to him with Buffalo, he'd be out of his mind.
This is clearly intentional.
So
how dare he?
So then at the end,
he puts...
He puts N and G. You know he's my best friend.
You won't delete him off your phone.
And so, Jimmy, my God, it's like deleting my family member.
Right.
So he writes Z-A-N-G, and I'm like, oh, he put the N-G in there. So he's just going with the full court press of sending me bad Buffalo vibes.
Right. Yeah.
And I write, you stole my fun. But Zang. Oh. And so, because they'd already won the game. And then he goes, I am living vicariously through your excitement. Is there any more insincere, Jimmy, than that? I am living vicariously through your excitement. Bull S.
No, but he's got such a good heart.
He does.
He does have a good heart.
Yeah, which is like, amazing considering his lifestyle.
Hold on. But Rob articulates Jimmy better than I do.
That's true.
Rob gets it. Rob and I have always understood Jimmy's got that little thread. We've talked about it. He knows we talk about
what
it.
What text
too.
Will be, the next text you'll probably get is... well, they looked pretty good last night. Hope they can continue that in the second game.
Right.
Congratulations.
That's exactly how pessimism.
Right. So
he's a fatalist.
Okay, so he writes
the optimistic fatalist.
I'm such an idiot with sports sometimes.
No,
I take it so too seriously.
No, you love your sports games.
So I said, you stole my friend, but Zang, and then he writes, I'm living vicariously through your excitement.
Right.
Then I said, this is me being serious. This is maybe serious Cabernet. I say, I'll say, this is the tone of the text, so I will do this voice for the text.
All right.
I completely understand, but with supreme respect, that Buffalo juju scares me.
How are you spelling juju?
And then you would think, J-U-J-U.
That's
good, because I didn't want you to be anti-Semitic.
No.
How dare you?
And Mark sent me a Zang after the game,
good,
which is the perfect time to send a Zang. I'll take the Zangs after that.
Right.
I can't get a Zang before the game. You send a Zang out before the game is over. If I was to do that.
Premature Zang?
Be a guaranteed loss.
It's a jinx.
Happened to a lot of people in high school.
They'd have a 5-goal lead with 5 minutes left in the game, and if I sent a premature Zang out, they would have a record comeback.
Right.
The other team, the opposition.
The good thing is that you're not superstitious.
So I completely understand, but with supreme respect, that Buffalo juju scares me. And he writes, as opposed to saying, sorry, I understand, he goes, as well it should.
Oh no!
He was doing it on purpose.
Oh, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He was doing it on purpose.
Maybe you need to power your phone down.
He's a tricky one.
But still, I will be going to his bar tomorrow to watch the game.
You're going to bring your Irish juju.
Long day.
No, but I'm thinking I want to get me... I've never done this. The uniform now, when you look at the sea of red, it's not the red T-shirts. It's not the red pullovers anymore. It's the red jersey.
Yeah.
And I've always been an anti-jersey guy. Uh-huh. I like to get them occasionally if we do something. But the wearing of the jersey at a sporting event has never been my thing. I'm ready to break down on that one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm ready to pick me up
Who will you get?
I'm going to get Steve Oleski.
Oh,
okay.
Number 61, a new call-up, a rookie defenseman who took a puck in the face last night.
Yeah.
A shot to the face. They skated over to the bench where they saw him immediately swelling and getting black and blue, and he didn't miss a shift. That's my man.
Good boy.
That's the kind of boy that
Capitals
need,
baby. But you know,
you
can't wear a Red Sox jersey for your television shoot.
It's not Red Sox.
I'm
it's
sorry,
Capitals.
Capitals jersey. You can't wear a red jersey for your cap for your television
what
shoot.
What are we supposed to wear?
Anything non-logo, preferably no stripes.
Oh, boy.
No logos, no stripes.
Because you have to clear them. You have to clear them by...
Can't wear a Harley shirt, huh?
You can if you'd like. Just make things a lot harder.
Oh, I'm not going to do that. Hey, I don't want to do that.
Hey, whatever you
but
want.
You know, whenever
and
Mike
I, and when the star is telling me,
I
know that whenever Mike walks into a bar, everything gets a little harder.
I think I'm going to wear a plain black T-shirt.
Nice.
And I'm going to wear a. You're an ass.
No.
I didn't go out to the store to buy a brand new shirt.
Well, this is my first time on television.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, you tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a tool. I'm a tool.
I wear a black T-shirt with a shirt over it.
That's very nice. That's what I'll be wearing.
Very nice.
Kind of the, you know, kind of the uniform of the fat man.
Yeah.
You know,
what I bought.
Are you doing the layered look?
Yes. Okay. But it's a blue.
Well, you always have done the layered look.
I'm wearing blue. Don't wear blue. Otherwise, we'll look like we planned it.
Here we go.
All right, what are you wearing? Now I got to find out what he's wearing.
Here we go.
It's a standard blue douchebag button-down shirt.
How did you get involved in this project?
Anyway? I was invited.
You know, and incidentally, I can come up with my own slug lines. Thank you very much.
Sorry to help out.
Yeah, it's like Michael Holstein thinks like Rob's, you know, Freddy de Cordova. Ridiculous.
I was going to use Zhang.
Wait. Thank you. We'll talk about that, but I got to get to this marital issue.
Yes.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much.
And then Maynard's head exploded.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. I have to do this today.
You do.
Yes. You may laugh about it now, but there was a time when you gave your mom a lot of grief. Everybody had those days. I remember there was one time a Red Sox game got rained out, and we went only twice a year.
Yeah.
And I threw an old-fashioned little ass kid tantrum.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
Like, really, not the kind of tantrum where I was yelling at anybody particularly, but I was just so upset.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, it always rains. It always rains.
It always rains.
Never handled disappointment well, like I do today.
Yeah, you fixed that.
Anyway,
thank God you've gotten better, Mike.
There was a time you gave your mom a lot of grief. Now's the time to make up for it. For Mother's Day, go to Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers has a dozen rainbow roses for just $19.99, or double the roses.
Doppel roses.
And get chocolates plus a premium pink vase for just $29.98. That's 50% off. Just use the code TMOS when you order. Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last a week or your money back, and Pro Flowers was recently awarded highest customer satisfaction among online flower retailers by J.D. Power. We use them, we love them. Remember, to get these special prices, go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS.
I love that code.
Order now. These special prices expire soon.
Yes.
Proflowers.com. I'm very happy to have them as a sponsor. I like all of our Mother's Day clients.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They're always very sweet. So
great time of year. What was spring and everything?
Thank you, Proflowers. Marital bliss.
Yes. Oh, strife, I thought.
What is the controversy?
It's not that big a deal.
All right.
To the average person that's listening to this, you're going to say, no big whoop.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you this is my issue. This is my issue, and it is time to open it up to the public.
Very is good. This whoop big?
It concerns the marital bed.
Oh.
Well, nothing like that.
You've come to the right group.
Yes. Nothing like that. 4 years. As a matter of fact, almost as long as Carla and I have been sharing a boudoir.
Did you suffer from premature Zhang?
No, I did not.
Okay.
We have had dogs. And specifically, we have had Beluga, the laziest dog in the world.
Yes, doorstop.
And he has been sharing the marital bed for almost as long as we've been together.
Wow.
And I'm just here to say that if I took a photograph of the bed after a week of Beluga and we have white sheets.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You will get, for example, the sheets were changed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fresh.
By the end of today, there will be a lovely smattering of these little knife-like,
coarse hairs
from Beluga. Mm-hmm. Now I'm saying when the baby comes, the deal is over for that little fat bastard.
Deal breaker.
And because really, that's it. And she is. We're butting heads on this.
Uh-huh. She's going to come around. She's going to come around when the child arrives.
I think that's
her priorities will shift.
You really think so?
Although I did make a discovery per my mother's recommendation for Linus. Linus is also doing his first shed of the of his life because it's springtime.
Right. The worst part about dogs.
Have you tried something called the Furminator?
What's the Furminator?
It is like a really
sexual move.
It is really great.
The Furminator. It sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. It is a really intense. No.
All right.
Like a metal comb like or brush. With an ejector on it that you run through the dog's hair, and it gets all the loose hair out effortlessly. It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, you run it through, and then it has like a little ejector, and the hair just pops out.
Call Ronick and tell him to get on the show. You just gave him a commercial.
I will.
Did you get it at your Petco, right?
Well, Mike, where else are you going to buy it?
You have a different type of dog.
There are lots of pet stores,
Rob. Yes, but Furminator
is... I know in your suburban world, there's only Petco, Costco, and Home Depot.
And it's PetSmart.
There are... is that where you go?
Yes.
Well, see, that's why there's Petco. That's their chief competitor.
Uh-huh. Why do you root against me? All I did was try to help you, and you've turned it into a problem.
Because when you are touting a product,
I'm trying to help you.
I know, but when you're touting a product, I immediately think of the advertising potential.
All right, Mark, get on that.
That's the way. Yeah, that was sincere.
I know he's listening.
Right.
I think there's a larger health factor here, and it has nothing to do.
This is true.
With beluga and the hair, it really has everything to do with a little infant.
This is the type. This is when Carla hears this now. When Oscar's doing this, this is when Carla's really gonna hate.
Yeah, today's
Oscar
not the day to hang out after the show. Oscar.
let's all get out of here.
But it's true.
Should I continue?
Yes, because you're arguing.
I come from a medical family.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Yes, but you're still a disc jockey.
Almost a doctor.
Yeah.
So. With my
medical family.
With my background,
yes.
I would say that it wouldn't be safe, one.
For the little lungs to maybe get one of those coarse little knife. I've had one of those get into my breathing machine.
Yes.
And when they get into my breathing machine, it's not horrible.
It's not.
Because while that hair may be little to you now, for an infant, it's huge.
Yeah,
it's like a straw.
Like inhaling a Lincoln log.
Right.
So you don't
terrible.
Want that.
I will.
Who would want that?
I have threatened this.
Not you.
But if it gets really bad, I'm going to photograph it.
Oh.
And I will show you because really now I bought the sticky thing, the lint brush.
Yeah, the roller.
Tape.
Beluga's hair has a mind of its own. It's just these little
very stiff,
coarse knife-like hairs.
Yeah. Are you sure the dog's not a porcupine?
It could be. You know what? It might be a relative of the porcupine.
Because they're also lazy and useless.
You know what it's
good? Oh, no.
Now I'm kidding. Okay. Carla, that was simply a joke.
You've taken the prize.
Have you ever seen Lady and the Tramp?
Have I?
The one where they eat the spaghetti and kiss.
Yeah,
that's right.
Do you remember?
And the rats attack.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when the baby showed up? Things changed.
That's right. Lady got put outside.
Right.
Here's the solution. Mm-hmm. I believe the dogs
so
will.
Sad.
That's a good point.
The dogs will be in our bedroom. We're going to bring their doggy beds up to our bedroom, and that's where they will sleep.
Good.
The privileges of sleeping on the bed.
Yes.
Are not going to be. We're not doing it anymore.
There's going to be a time that you're going to want to bring the baby to bed with you.
That's exactly right.
You really probably don't want them both.
That's right.
Does either dog have the ability to get in bed without assistance? Because they're tiny.
Frankie can't.
Okay, but Beluga can?
Beluga, yeah. Beluga
that bowling
jumps.
Ball gets up there?
He jumps up to the top.
Oh,
wow. Because Linus has just been
gravity.
Able to do
you
the
you guys
jump.
Are just painting a picture now that I have like a King Louis bed or something like that.
I really have a high bed.
I do not have a high
those
bed.
Those little stumps on that dog? Yes.
It is.
It's not so much
the
about
high jump.
Do you ever get hair on the canopy above your bed?
I don't have a kid. Shut up, Rob.
The gold.
The golden canopy.
He hit his head on the gold canopy. That's right, yeah. You might have seen my bedroom. It was featured on Game of Thrones.
Yes, also in the movie King Ralph.
That's right.
And the Treaty of Versailles. You might have seen my lovely gold-plated bedroom.
If you do not post a picture of dog hair on the sheet, please post a video of Beluga jumping in your bed.
Yeah, I will.
It just doesn't seem physically possible.
I'd love to see
not
that.
Not because of the bed, but because of the dog.
Now it's sounding more like King Louis, but we have a little, I have to call it by its proper name. We have a footstool.
Okay.
And you know what?
You got to remove that.
So he does the bloop, bloop.
Yeah, that is.
You got to remove that.
That is an actual, a very common accessory on fancier beds.
My fancy bed.
It's Mike O'Mara's fancy bed. His sleep number is excellent.
Be honest. Do you ever use that footstool?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Why? Why would you think I wouldn't?
Because it's for the dog.
Nobody.
No. It comes with the bed.
To get in the bed?
Yes.
No.
No?
I use it to put my shoes on. No. Yeah. I need assistance to get into my own bed. I'm not that infirmed, Oscar. God, look at Josh. Josh is now unhinging his jaw over that because you do that. You picture me just going. help me crawl.
Now, the other question I had for you is, aside Jesus from the step Christ. Stool, do you use the ladder to get to your top bunk?
I do not have that big
Mike
bed.
Has king-size bunk beds,
I'll
which
keep
are
you
great.
Posted. I'll keep you posted. But
yes,
the thing is...
The hairs won't work.
If you move that footstool, the problem is solved.
And then I really got her upset when I said Frankie could probably stay, because Frankie doesn't shed.
Oh.
Even though he's a long-haired chihuahua, and he burrows and he goes in. But she won't even compromise. I said, put him on the outside.
Uh-huh.
He has
outside
to get
the covers.
He has to get under the covers.
Do you want
to
borrow
onto the actual sheet?
Do you
where
want
my
to,
ass sits?
Do you want to? Well, that's his problem,
right? Well, I don't.
Do you
want to
borrow?
I wear boxers.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Do you want to borrow my copy of Lady and the Tramp?
For what?
Because you can show Carla what's going to happen.
You pop it in.
And what's awesome is this is the first time Oscars referenced a movie from 1950.
Yeah.
54?
I would do that, but that would mean I'd have to watch it, and I'm not sitting down
watching
that
crap. No, you don't have
to.
You don't have to.
No, she doesn't have to see the movie. All she has to do is give birth, and I think that those maternal instincts will take over.
Even though the baby coming is an issue about it, I'd love to get him out of that bed now.
Well,
because there's nothing I hate more.
This is your chance.
Then looking at that dog hair that sits there. And you know what he does to me in the morning? I don't talk about this very often, but he does this. He cuddles up with her. So if it's a cold night, like we've had in Washington, D.C. because
it's been in the low 40s.
It's a very weird late April, early May we're having. And, of course, the whole country, it's snowing. The country's kind of gone bat-ass with weather lately. So we've had extremely cold nights. And temperatures in the beautiful, beautiful days, upper 60s, lower 70s. But at night, I wake up freezing, and I look over, and there is the little bowling ball.
This is his job.
He's right next to her. Yeah. He won't come near me, and I need him sometimes.
And you know
in the
what?
Morning.
That hurts you.
Well, that marble frame probably doesn't do much
on the bed.
I don't have a marble. Stop it.
And by the way, I need to correct myself. The proper year for Lady and the Tramp.
1955.
Yeah, I thought it was
54. I saw it in color on video.
Well, it is color. It's a color motion picture.
Yeah. 4 years before I was born.
That's right. And it still holds up.
There are not many things. Yeah, there are not many things before I was born. So what he does with me is Carla, many mornings will get up at 6:45, which is 15 minutes earlier than I get up. I get up at 7 o'clock. And so,
automatically?
Not always. Might have missed that bell this morning.
Do you use an alarm?
No.
Oh, good.
No, you could.
I don't either.
You just wake up.
Yeah,
I'm a morning guy. Anybody who's ever done morning drive, you don't need an alarm.
I wake up at 6:30.
Incidentally, that's a little known fact about morning people. If you've ever done morning radio, you can say to me, I can be out somewhere, and you can say, okay, you need to get up at 5:18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll get up at like 5:18.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't you normally wake up at like 5:08? Don't you? I find myself waking up just before I should get up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I don't know how I do it.
Because you're freaked out that you're going to miss it.
I've never.
No worse feeling in the
world.
But
I mean, I'll many times go, you have to have an alarm clock when you're doing morning drive.
Yeah, just to be safe.
But the other thing is, I will just based on that, because I just know I have that body clock, because there is no gray area as far as punctuality.
Right.
So you will sleep until the appointed time.
Right.
Without like waking up a couple of times. I just do it automatically.
That's true.
It's a weird thing. So about getting back to the bed and the marital bed. The dog hairs.
Fabulous marital bed.
She will go into the bathroom in the morning and she'll take her shower. And so it's me and Beluga. Uh-huh. And I will call Beluga over and I say, Beluga, come here, Beluga. Uh-huh. Come here. Doesn't even respond. You know why he doesn't respond? Because he's staring at the bathroom door.
Waiting for Carla.
Waiting for Princess Dog Whisperer to come out of the shower and reunite with him, because he's terrified.
He misses her
because
terribly.
She's 6 feet away and his little dumbass beluga brain can't stand it.
But he's okay when she leaves the house.
But
he processes that, right?
He's chilling in there right now.
Right, because it's almost time for eggs.
But I call him over and I will say, Beluga, 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 come here. And finally he goes,
right.
And he turns around, he comes over, and he leans against me. Uh-huh. It's like, okay.
Doesn't snuggle.
Like he's saying, okay, Mike, I'm going to give you warmth. I'm going to give you warmth, but not real warmth. And he will sit and lean against me with his two front paws outstretched, locked, elbows locked, as though, but I'm not going to lie down flush because that is terrifying to me. He's such a douche. Aww. He is such a douche of a dog to me. And then the other thing he will do, he has, because, you know, because the plumbing in his little, like, deformed head is so whacked.
Oh, the drainage.
The drainage and stuff, because you listen to him breathe. Yeah. Seriously.
Right.
You listen to me. He makes me sound like I'm healthy.
Yeah.
And you'll hear a pug breathing is more like... Like that.
That's just breathing.
And what he does in the morning, when I'm not looking, I turn away and he starts rubbing his face right on my pillow and the spot where I sleep.
Because
he wants to get all the leave-ins, whatever the
hideous
mucus
that's in his head.
That helps the dog hair stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is beluga breathing.
And he's also all black.
Could someone Photoshop that for us, please?
Right in the middle of his helmet? Yeah.
So what he does, the point I'm trying to make.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Here's the point. Gentlemen.
Sorry.
Here's the point I'm trying to make. he doesn't do it on her side of the bed.
Well, no, of course,
because she's the favorite.
Because he uses, so her side of the bed is the blissful, I can shed on it, but I also, that's where I'm going to sleep all night and be warm with Mistress Dog Whisperer. Meanwhile, Mike's side of the bed is a handkerchief.
Baby Michael.
Do you want to roll, you're a gambler.
Yes.
Do you want to roll the dice big?
How so?
Next time you have an appointment with the doctor, the baby doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Ask the doctor's opinion of a dog sleeping in the bed where the baby will be.
And bring photographic evidence.
Because you know what? That could either ruin it.
That's a brilliant idea.
That could either ruin it or finish it. It's a gamble, but I think we know where that's going to land.
And if the doctor, like, if he wavers at all, says, well, I can't tell, you pull a bag out of the hairs and say, look at these hairs.
Okay.
I said, right. Doctor!
Do you know where Frankie sleeps? Frankie goes under all the covers and goes literally deep into the bed, into like a, I don't know how he breathes.
He's cheated death again.
I seriously don't know how he breathes down there, but that's where, like, when I wake.
You know what?
Us or Frankie?
No, you. Yeah. That could put out a much more powerful creature than that.
How you doing in there, Frankie? There's another one for
you. Why is the dog?
Attaboy, you little. There you go.
You get up at quarter to six, and there's seven, rather, and the dog's walking in circles.
Cross-eyed.
Carlos says to me, what are you doing? I'm flushing him out. I'm trying to flush him out.
Yeah, it's like when they tent a house for termites. I think they did it in the movie E.T. They just cover everything with plastic.
What are you doing? I'm fogging out Frankie. There we go. You know, those are my little dogs. And then I got Lucy, who, you know, is...
Last weekend, though, right?
That's my wife's grandfather's... this is the last weekend. They're picking her up on Sunday. And she, you know, she pulled me into a chuck hole yesterday. Almost blew the knee out again.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, that's my life. That's my life here at O'Mara Kennels.
Now, you don't... Do you O'Mara,
you want to bring your horses to board? We'll do that as well.
Do
maybe
you
we
mind?
Got, hey, bring your hamsters, bring your mice. We'll take care of
them. You don't walk Lucy, do you? Don't you just send her out and then call her? Oh, you have to walk Lucy. Her.
Well, I volunteer. You know, my wife is... working, you know, she's 29 weeks today.
Yeah.
So she's out there.
She looks so much older.
Did you like the little game that I played with you guys yesterday?
Yes.
She
looks beautiful for a pregnant lady.
When doesn't she look amazing?
Of course.
She's beautiful for anything.
I mean,
no,
she,
usually pregnant ladies look like pigs.
Oscar
really
Santana,
nice.
P.O. Box 3.
I'm just saying what everybody else is thinking.
I may be completely, and I probably am completely biased, but I have to say this. I think she is the most beautiful pregnant lady I've ever seen.
I agree.
She absolutely, she's got the belly. So yesterday.
Tied with Carrie.
yesterday, thank you. I know you got to get that in. Yesterday, I had her. She pulled up the T-shirt she was wearing, so it was the pure belly.
So we could see
and
the
I
belly.
Said, "Yo, honey, boo boo, come out here!" And you guys got to see the naked
but
belly.
But what was so great is you talked her into doing it, and I've never seen Carla actually blush.
She said she was embarrassed.
She turned red. Yeah. It was right. You really, but it was a great joke.
Right.
And you benefited.
Yes,
but she looked great, so she shouldn't be embarrassed.
No. And so the next thing with that is the baby shower. That's the next thing at the O'Mara household.
When is that?
That's 18th. Going to be the
a little
the
over 2 weeks from now.
And you're registered at all the ABC stores, or just the one in Manassas?
That's not working. The registry's not working.
What do you mean?
It's not. I'm being honest with you. So I'll make an announcement after the baby shower's over.
No, most people bring the gifts.
That's true.
I mean, that's what I would do.
But, you know, you register, you'd think.
Well, you know what? People haven't.
Two items so far.
People haven't bought yet.
Yeah.
It's
really?
Still, it's still way off. It's 2 weeks off.
Okay. Well, I know our
2 weeks.
I know our listeners won't let us down.
Did I stammer?
Oh, my God. It is 2 weeks off.
Yeah, it is.
Time flies.
It's 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right. Before we get to break here, because I got to get all this stuff. Martha Stewart, I wanted to ask this. Yesterday we didn't get to it. Martha Stewart, really looking for love or media attention?
Media attention, and there's also a third angle. Did you know her son-in-law is on the board at Match.com?
Oh,
Rob, you win
that's the tip-in right there.
And I actually have tape of her. Here's horny old Martha Stewart on the Today Show.
What a criminal.
You're looking for in a man, all those issues. What are you looking for in a relationship? Are you looking for a companion, a partner, someone to do fun things with?
Yeah.
Would you consider marrying again?
Depends. I'd like to have breakfast with somebody. I'd like to go to bed with somebody. You know,
that works.
Sleep with somebody. That's better to say.
She got 1,000 replies.
See, I didn't hear that part. That sounds almost credible.
It does.
Yeah. She'd like to, you know.
Well, maybe
but
it's all of the above.
But it's all about Match.com.
That's what
Here's
I think,
the thing.
Yeah.
Is, I mean,
HBS
she wants to bone. No, my father's left her alone. She's got 1,000 replies.
Martha Stewart wants to bone.
Of
she
course.
Does want to
That's
bone.
That's just funny to say
Woman
that.
Woman has needs.
She has 1,000 replies on Match.com.
Hey, Josh, turn Josh's microphone on. Hey, Josh, what does Martha Stewart want to do?
She wants to bone.
out of a,
he's got it.
Out of a thousand it's, replies.
It's a simple straight line, but it is, he did it. He hit it out of the park.
She got three that she said she was interested in, which, by the way, statistics show there are more success rates for people applying to Harvard Medical.
I can't get by him just saying
you
that.
You want me to say it again?
Yeah. Hey, what does Martha Stewart want to do, Josh?
Martha Stewart wants to bone.
There you go.
So yeah, that's the reason that. Behind that.
Oh, God. Well, you know, nice. I think that's it. That says it then. She's just a mercenary biatch.
And you know what? God bless her. She found an angle how to do everything.
Okay, before we go to break, because we know we've got Rob's audio vault, we got a good Buzz News coming up, I just want to get these three things off my chest.
Okay.
Number one, New York City, hauling up the top
so
of
great,
the brand new
it?
World Trade Center.
Cool. A great feeling.
Our applause goes out to the people of New York.
Installed this Thursday, I believe, but it was going up tonight.
Absolutely incredible. And this coming Thursday is going to be the ceremony.
I believe so, and it is going to be 1,776 feet tall, 1776.
Right. Unbelievable, and you know, really just a salute to that great
the,
city.
Have you seen the time lapse?
No, I
Online,
haven't seen that.
It's really cool.
I'll check that out. The other thing I wanted to say really quick in one sentence, Oscar, please to explain Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, God. It's Corona.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Now you know. I didn't even get to the vocal.
The more you know. Tequila.
And last thing I wanted to say, folks, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Everybody knows I'm a big biker, and I'm on the bike more than I'm in my house. I really am. Please be careful. You know, this has been a situation where in 2012, a better economy they're citing for it, higher gas prices, maybe more riders. That's what it is.
More women
motorcycle
riders.
Deaths in 2012 increased in 34 states, and we're up 9% nationwide over 2011. I think we had two yesterday in the D.C. area.
Yeah, two this week for sure.
They've risen last year to more than 5,000 deaths. In some states, the increase was higher. Oregon, in particular, beautiful riding country out there, saw a rise of 32%, and Indiana, 29%. In California, fatalities dropped slightly. That's a good thing. From 321 in 2011 to 318. But the report cautioned that 2012 numbers represented only the first 9 months of the year, and that the total might actually be higher. My point is this. Please, 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 if you've never ridden, you've never been on a bike, you probably don't get it. You've got to give us space.
Yes.
You've got to
more than you think you should.
Even in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Yep.
Even if your car's not moving, give a car length or two.
Yes.
Be between.
At
when you
least.
Come up with three's fine, but it's never going to happen, Rob. I'm just trying to be realistic.
Yeah, practical.
It really is. You just don't know the damage you can do. A fender bender for a car is a potential fatality for a motorcycle. Please be aware of all of us out there. And motorcycle riders, you got to hold up your end of the bargain, too.
Please.
I didn't the other day, and I'm lucky to be sitting here because the fact is, I was impatient. I came up on a left-hand turn lane that actually was backed up, and I did what you should never do on a motorcycle. I did one of those moves you do with a car where you get out into the other lane, want to do that. Uh-huh. And a lady missed me by about 4 inches.
Wow.
You know, and, if it had been Mark Ronick, he would have hit you.
He would have hit me plain dead. But please be aware of motorcycles. That's all I wanted to see. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault. We're running super late. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Delicious.
Yesterday, I went to Sherry's Berries. I entered our code, and I got a... I didn't get the promotion they're doing. They're doing a promotion right now for Mother's Day, which you can take advantage of, where you get giant fresh-dipped strawberries for $19.99, 40% off at berries.com. I got double the berries.
Double berries!
But I got specialty berries. Do you know they have Mother's Day berries?
Whoa.
They have. You know, we talk about the chocolate and the drizzled chocolate. These are beautiful colored chocolate that they have. They're gorgeous to look at.
They prefer you not use the word colored anymore.
Sorry about that. They're enormous strawberries, fresh and juicy. They're dipped in white milk or dark chocolate, and they have special Mother's Day berries as well. This is a phenomenal gift that I got for Mrs. O'Mara.
Very nice.
And Mrs. O'Mara's mom.
I was going to say, which one?
No, our mom's going to get the flowers.
Okay.
And right now, berries.com, click the microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. That's BERRIES. It is a home run gift. Go to berries.com. They love us. We love them. And there's nothing better.
They're so good.
And that is a wonderful gift. It's an absolute no-brainer.
No fuss, no muss.
Check it out at berries.com. Without further ado, we are running late. Let's get to it. The audio vault for today, this is Friday, May 3rd, 2013.
Do you remember, Mike, yesterday, I think when we were playing Bagpipe Records, and you asked about a song that you couldn't remember. I got about five messages. Is this it? Is it Slade?
No.
Everyone thought it was Run Runaway.
No,
another unusual
not.
Phrase, by the way. We were playing bagpipe
yeah,
records.
We were playing bagpipe records. Yes. Not so unusual on this show. But you know what? Tomorrow is a big day, Mike. Not only is it the Kentucky Derby, not only is it our day at Jimmy's, it is Star Wars Day. Because May the 4th be with you. Get it?
Oh, God, that sucks.
May the 4th be with you.
And they really come out of the woodwork for May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
I love this because everyone sounds like they have a speech impediment.
I'm trying to.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Star Wars Day, it's May the 4th.
So May the 4th, you spend the whole day celebrating Star Wars.
I watch all 6 movies straight through.
That's when I wear my Star Wars shirts.
Wow. You see, and I like Star Wars. I can't watch more than one in a row.
No,
and I really like the movie, but everybody, may
can
the 4th be with
you. Tell me seriously why when I try to open my mailbox in Facebook, it takes 17 minutes?
I've encountered that.
You're
so popular.
Zuckerberg, really, get your act together. Seriously, it sucks.
Yes, we're doing the audio vault here.
Okay.
You know who else sucks?
I have the song.
Oh, you do?
Because everybody got it wrong. Everybody sent me the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it was Run Runaway.
The song I was talking about, In a Big Country. By Big Country.
And I love that because Big Country, I believe, are the ones in the Christmas song with all the 80s artists. Feed the people.
Right.
Because they're from they're from Scotland.
In a big country. In a big country, that's the one I love.
My favorite thing about our podcast is the fidelity.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I feel like if Internet Radio Tommy actually did an audio vault, it would sound like that.
He would hold his laptop up to a microphone.
When we get our studio, the reworking of our studio, which we're planning to do actually before the summer starts, we're going to have, I think we all should have access. Where if something comes up on our computers, we can zip it right in there.
We can do that. Mm-hmm. I'd like that. Now, yesterday, the audio broke from Reese Witherspoon's arrest.
Yes.
The stories of her being arrested made her sound horrible. The audio, if possible, makes her sound worse.
You know what I heard about Reese Witherspoon?
What's that?
I heard that she loves sex.
Really?
Yeah, but she uses a term for it. Hey, Josh, what does Reese Witherspoon like to do?
Reese Witherspoon likes the bone. Oh, I botched it. God.
Hard name to say.
Man.
That's right. You got the joke.
She likes the bone.
Yeah, she likes the bone. It's all right, Josh. You didn't let me down.
Don't worry, Josh. You came in
second. Fourth be with you.
You came in second. Here's Reese Witherspoon talking about how famous she is, and she can't be arrested. Because, as you know, her husband actually got the DUI.
Yeah, she's on
She got picked up for obstruction of justice.
And she's on the apology tour right now. And this
or is it just by the book.
Is it disorderly conduct?
No, it was obstruction.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's on the apology tour for obvious reasons. Listen to this.
I'm now being arrested and handcuffed.
Yep.
Do you know my name, sir?
Don't need to know it.
You don't need to know my name?
Not quite yet. I've got
that
information.
Okay. You're about to find out who I am.
That's fine. I'm not real worried about you, ma'am. I done told you how things work. You want to get out and get up in my investigation? That's okay.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, guess what? We have a law for that. Called obstruction.
I'm obstructing your justice.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I'm being anti-American.
Yep. Go ahead, sit down.
Wow.
Sit your butt first. It'd be a lot easier on you.
Interesting. Arresting me.
She also later on said that she's pregnant and she has to go to the bathroom, which is not what you want to do when you're stumbling drunk.
Well,
say that you're pregnant. True. She said that she had one too many glasses of wine.
Right.
Lie. Mm-hmm. And also, she wasn't aware of what she was saying. Perhaps true. And I think...
I saw that.
If she is really that out of her mind, I think maybe there was a pill, too.
She wasn't slurring her words at all.
No.
But she was completely out of control, like people would get when they get to that level.
Yeah.
And as far as just sober or drunk, to deal with officers of the law that way, that's like if the worst thing you could ever say to a cop would be, do you know who I am?
Second is...
That's inviting... Your day just got a lot worse as soon as you
have to say, do you know Officer Jerky?
That's right. Do you know David Mosley?
Try that.
To be honest with you,
couldn't
if
hurt.
You're going to say something, you know,
say that.
Hey, do you know so-and-so?
Yeah.
I got a lot of messages yesterday asking if I had recently played Slayer on the radio show because we lost Jeff Hannerman, I think, is the lead guitarist of Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big Slayer guy, but you can't argue with the fact this guy could play fast. And he wasn't just great at guitar playing. He was great at something else, wasn't he, Josh?
boning.
There we go.
Nicely done.
He's back on track.
But for people who like the hair band, Slayer's a very popular one, so Safe Home.
Unfortunately,
liver failure.
When I hear that, unfortunately, all I can think of is the hundreds of fathers around the country.
Yes.
When that song was contemporary.
Yeah.
You know, saying, turn that down.
Oh, right. Let's do a play, Mike. Here I am up in my bedroom.
Rob. Rob. Rob, turn that crap down. God damn it.
And scene.
Thank you. Thank you very
nice
much.
Playlist.
It came up yesterday that we had shared a moment, Mike, a spa moment, you and I, where we had fish eating the dead skin on our feet.
Yes.
You know who else had that done?
Who?
Is Kim Kardashian. And that was actually an episode on it. I bet those fish ate well.
Oh, that's gross.
But she did freak out when
what
it happened.
What are you about to do?
Just like you, Mike. Freaked out.
Have you seen her lately?
She's gotten large, hasn't she?
She looks like an ogre. Yeah.
I think there are... Yeah, look, there are pregnant people in all shapes and sizes. Yeah. And I'm not slamming anybody in particular.
She looks like an ogre.
I really do believe there are pregnant ladies that the mindset is, I'm pregnant, and from the moment I got pregnant, I won't do anything.
Yeah. This is my excuse to let myself go.
Completely.
Yes.
In totality.
Right.
And I think that, she's has a propensity to gain weight anyway. It's mm-hmm. obvious.
Right.
But at the same time, you can look on her Facebook page. Carla's out there, I think, maybe 4 miles a day walking.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, I wish
amazing.
I had the same willpower that she did. And you know what? And I don't. And I'm not proud of that. But I'm proud of her. And, when you look at Kim Kardashian, it's just like, hey, how are you? When's the baby due?
Yeah, the Jessica right. Simpson school right. of baby carriers.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. You know what Kim Kardashian likes to do?
What's that?
What does she like to do, Josh?
Boone.
Nice. And it's funny you should bring up pregnancy because I want to close today because right now Jersey Shore is in hiatus. A lot of boning on that show.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. That's in all they do is bone.
In the smush room, Mike. But Snooki has issued some advice for all pregnant ladies.
Oh, really?
Including Kim Kardashian. But I thought maybe Carla would benefit from this.
Okay.
Because Snooki's been through it before. So we close with Snooki today.
Yeah, go ahead.
If your face isn't already made up when your water breaks, you have plenty of time to do it in the hospital when you're waiting to dilate. Remember to keep an extra pair of eyelashes in your purse just in case your water breaks when you're not at home.
Right.
Make sure you bring your own hospital gown because hospital gowns at the hospital are ugly. Accessorize. So make sure you stay away from the big hoop earrings because it can get caught in your extensions. And also, if you want to bring a nice, pretty scarf, because trust me, you're going to get bloated and you're going to have like a million double chins. Yeah,
trust her.
Get a pedicure at least a week before your due date because your feet are literally in the air for everyone to see.
Literally.
So get that pedicure. Make sure your mascara
it's
is
cute.
Waterproof because you're going to cry with the pain of a baby coming out of your vagina and also when you meet your baby for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And trust me, you do not want to look like a zebra.
That's right, Mike. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's terrific. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
This is your song. This is your song.
Is this
Big Country, yeah.
Okay. I'm waiting for it.
You want me to fast forward?
Yeah, fast forward to the bagpipes.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. All right. Without further ado, we're running late. Let's get to them right now. Buzz Burbank, take it away.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Amazon, as you know, has everything and for great prices. But right now, they have Mother's Day gift cards. They will gift box the gift card for you. And right now, free one-day delivery.
Carla O'Mara Baby Registry coming soon.
Click and bookmark the Amazon link at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I think I just picked up some CB interference.
Say.
Mike not wanted by baby supplies coming soon.
What's that?
Nothing.
Hey, here's a little pick-me-up. More Americans now die by suicide than by car accidents, according to new numbers from the Centers for Disease Control.
Wow.
It's a middle age epidemic in the U.S., with suicides among adults up 28%.
Mm. Oh, that's the economy, too, I think.
It is a lot of it.
It's just, there's so many people hurting right now.
Most of the suicides are men, and most are in their 50s. Nearly three times as many suicides by men as by women. Guns are the most used method. Suicide by suffocation or hanging is up 80% in the past 10 years. Unemployment and financial pressures, as you said, are the most common reasons, especially among our returning veterans.
Yeah.
Americans turned in 371 tons of pills 371 tons of pills in this year's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day.
And that was just at Buzz's house.
Good night, everybody. Now, that's 50% more pills than last year. Wow. Now in its sixth year, the event is a chance for Americans to clear their medicine cabinets of drugs that have expired or no longer needed or prescribed. Government figures show that twice as many of us use or abuse prescription drugs than do abuse cocaine, hallucinogens, heroin, and inhalants combined.
So that's like Viagra and Cialis, too, right?
Anything that's prescription, yeah.
What's Viagra help you do, Josh?
Helps you bone.
Don't abuse it. Dr. Drew Pinsky.
I'm abusing this bit.
I love it.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, meanwhile, says he is done with the show Celebrity Rehab. He says he is tired of taking the heat for five of his patients dying in the past 2 years.
I don't blame him.
But Buzz, is this an agenda? Because Buzz hates Dr. Drew.
Buzz hates Dr. Drew. Because Dr. Drew said that marijuana is the most insidious drug.
It is.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. So that's why you don't like Dr. Drew.
That's not the only reason I don't like Dr. Drew.
What's another what's another reason?
Well,
do tell.
He's another guy who will run six blocks to catch up with a TV camera.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, he's more about that than I think sometimes than he is about the medicine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've spoken to him so many times, and you know, I've never questioned his sincerity.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
You know, it's I think he's a good guy, and I think that's, you know, when you're counseling drug addicts and you're, you know, doing rehab, you're gonna have people that are gonna, you know, go astray. And
he made a great analogy in a recent interview where he said, when I'm there and what we're doing. The only reason that these people even came to rehab is because they're motivated by fame and money.
Right.
They wouldn't have gone otherwise.
He's right about
that. So that's why they came in.
You can't save them all.
No, and then when they come in, I would say that I'm like a heart surgeon. I do a big procedure, and then we put them on the right path, recovery, but some people decide not to take that path.
Yeah, I don't blame them at all for not doing that show anymore.
You started to mention this the other day, Mike. We may be close to a cure for AIDS. Researchers in Denmark say they're just a few short months away from an affordable cure for the millions living with HIV. That disease has killed more than 25 million people since 1981.
A cure is around the corner, and now we take you to a tape of last night when that announcement was made at Todd Moore's house with Oscar Santana in bed with him.
Very good news.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I wasn't there.
was funny.
We'll fix that.
You know what they were doing, Josh?
They were boning.
Boo.
Oh. That was live.
Oh, my God.
Live boo.
The FDA says it's finally going to test the safety of antibacterial soap nearly 40 years after it first hit the market. There's concern that the main ingredient, triclosan, can cause serious health problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The National Rifle Association, as you mentioned, is gathering in Houston for a 3-day convention that starts today. It's the first such meeting since the defeat of the background check bill. NRA officials say the convention will not be a celebration, but will focus on continuing the fight against new gun control.
Stand and fight. That's the name of
this year's theme. That's right.
Spot John Pop and win a hot dog.
Oh, God. Whatever.
The FBI now says that while Jokhar Tsarnaev was still talking, he revealed that he and his brother had originally planned to attack Boston's July 4th celebration, but Jokhar reportedly told investigators that because the pressure cooker bombs were ready much earlier than expected, they chose the marathon because it was also Patriots Day.
It's terrifying that these guys had those big plans. It really is. It's scary.
President Obama says we have to look before we leap, before providing weapons to the rebels in Syria. Some of those rebels are Taliban or Al-Qaeda and could use the weapons against the U.S. later.
Absolutely.
And overthrowing the Assad regime would likely leave Syria in chaos and up for grabs by groups seeking power, including the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
You know what that is, Buzz? That is a nuanced foreign policy. That is one reason I am real glad we've got that particular man in the White House right now.
Do you think our previous president would have a nuanced policy?
Don't think so, Rob. Just my opinion. Yeah. Sorry.
Swinging his saber.
Ooh, British aviation officials have now confirmed that a commercial jet had a near miss with a UFO back in December. An Airbus passenger plane with 200 people on board had something pass under it 11 miles east of Glasgow Airport in Scotland. The object mostly went undetected by onboard equipment and by airport radar, but did show up briefly on the radar at a nearby airport. Officials say it was neither plane, nor helicopter, nor balloon.
Oh, my God.
It was Oscar's drone.
Finally.
That's cool. I love it. You guys don't know. That's one of my favorite subjects.
The last time they said there was a UFO, it turned out to be a plastic bag blowing around a gas
station. I hope it lands in your yard and does experiments on Linus.
From the home office in Florida.
Wow, his anus.
A thank you roundup. A thank you Florida roundup from the Home Office.
Here we go.
Of the dozens, one of the dozens of Floridians busted this week for welfare fraud, Don Kastner picked the right day to wear his Jail Sucks t-shirt to court because that's right where he was sent. Don speaks from experience, having been to jail many times before on other charges. And on Florida's Rockland Key, a man's been arrested for not just attacking his ex and her boyfriend, but for attacking her TV. George Rodriguez allegedly threw the 65-incher out a window.
Wow.
And then ran over it with his truck. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would have made a great sound.
Yeah. Would be fun to watch a 65-incher coming out of a window.
Woo! Or something.
Great show. Great week of shows. Don't forget the bonus hour is coming up. This is a bonus hour that features television. We're going to talk all about TV.
It's a good one.
Fun. It's going to be a terrific one. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Go to Vistaprint.com/TMOS and get your personalized iPhone cases. They're phenomenal.
You know what would look good on an iPhone case?
What's that?
The logo for the Willow Lake apartments.
Absolutely. Hey, lots of young people in those apartments. And what do, Josh?
They boom.
There we go. Hey, join us out at Jimmy's. We're going to be shooting the Regulars TV show. That's coming up tomorrow. So if you're in the Herndon area, join us out there. We'd love to see you for the shoot of the Regulars. That's Oscar Santana's reality show. It's going to be fantastic. Look forward to it. Have a great weekend. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at Jimmy's. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Thank you.